Jones and a track called Pantomime here on Neo Rocks. Before that, you heard from Herzog, Paul Blart, and The Death of Art, Filmstrip In My Mind, and Mythic Company started off the set, Change Your Mind. And Scoliosis Jones, this week, actually on Wednesday night, will be playing a show that is benefiting the Larchmere Porch Fest.
At the Academy Tavern.
I say, on Larchmere.
Mm-hmm.
And joining us now, by phone, Mindy Peden.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. And I am pronouncing that correctly, right?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
it's always scary when you get a name and then you look at it and go, I'm going to offend somebody with this.
Oh, I would not be offended, you know, at all. So yes, you got it absolutely right.
So, Mindy, you're with the Porch Fest and... What is your role?
Okay, well, we're sort of a committee. We're a nonprofit organization. We just became a nonprofit a year ago. Our mission is to serve our community, which is the Larchmere neighborhood, which is the northwest of Shaker Square area, and to serve them through music, through the promotion of a one-day free event that we, you know, we get some money from sponsorships and occasionally grants and all of that. But part of the reason we became a nonprofit was so we could have a Kickstarter campaign because we'd like to pay the bands more because we really value music. We're all big fans. So my role is I'm the chair of the artist committee, artist selection committee, and I was one of the founding board members. We have a board now because we're official. And we have tax status and all that now. And, yeah, so, but we function more or less as a collective of a bunch of music fans.
So where did the idea from Porch Fest actually come from?
Well, the funny story is, so Catherine Strinsky would not admit that she was the brains behind this particular operation, but she's one of the key players here, and she's the president of the organization right now. She got the idea from talking to somebody about Ithaca Porch Fest. And the funny thing is, so Ithaca actually did a Porch Fest when I used to live there in Ithaca, New York. And it was kind of a funny, like, it was a funny thing. Like, you walk around the neighborhood and there'd be, you know, bands just everywhere. And I don't remember particularly being that impressed with it. But then when we moved here and they wanted to do a Porch Fest in our neighborhood, this was, you know, 5 years ago. I've lived in the neighborhood for 10 years. I moved from Ithaca, New York. And somebody else apparently from around here also lived in Ithaca. So they had the idea and talked to Catherine about it. And she's, you know, a sort of community development and, you know, she's real interested in just communities in general. She thought it was a good idea, and I think a bunch of other people got together and said, you know, we can just have a bunch of bands on porches. And so they did it, and the first year they didn't have enough bands, they didn't have enough porches, and so I live in the neighborhood, and so we volunteered our porch and said we'd really like to have our friend Heel Splitter play on our porch. And it was a really successful show. I mean, it was just really fun all around. There were a lot of people there. It was a beautiful day. I think artists like the experience of playing on a porch. It's just very low key, you know? So that's one version of the story.
So we are talking with Mindy Peden with the Larchmere Porch Fest. Now, Mindy, how do you approach the neighbors and say, hey, we want to put a band on your porch? Is it as simple as knock on the door and say, hey, can we put a band here?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, it is sort of like that. So we have somebody, we have the chair of the sort of neighborhood aspects of the and porches, basically, and Jessie Homsky. And she's just a really personable person, and she basically knows everybody. Her and her husband, Ben Fowler, moved to the neighborhood because of Porch Fest. They bought a house in this neighborhood because they thought it was a really cool concept, and now they're super involved. And, you know, they just like meeting people. She's a nurse. He's a lawyer. Yeah, she just approaches people. And, you know, in fact, sometimes we have to, like, say no to people because it's like, well, that wouldn't be a really good porch for a band. You know, it might not work. Like, it's kind of a tough situation. Or you've had a band for, you know, several years in a row. we need to go with a different location. We need some diversity within the neighborhood, that sort of thing. So, I mean, that's a great thing. You know, it brings people together.
Does anybody have plans to renovate their porch to make it more of an amenable stage?
You know, actually, I do know for a fact that several people have done that. And I also know that, especially on the day of Porch Fest, it's a really fun day to be in the neighborhood because everybody's mowing their lawn. Everybody knows, like, there's just going to be a ton of people in the neighborhood. They're all out there, like, pruning. I mean, people take pride in it.
The cameras might be coming.
Yeah, well, I don't know. But, you know, people are going to be walking past your porch, you know, or, you know, even if you don't have a band on it, they're going to see your lawn. So there's some public shaming, I guess.
there's a lot of fertilizing going on the few weeks before. That's
yeah,
good.
Exactly. Well, last year we had this co-sponsorship. At the same day, we had, like, a thing with the Cleveland Garden Walk. And so there were all these people in the neighborhood who were there to see gardens, and then they would stop in and see music. And they traveled as a big pack of people, and it was kind of intimidating, I think. One time we had the Cleveland Walking Club came, and they all walked together, you know, like 40 or 50 of them from show to show. I don't know. You never know who's going to show up.
Now, how many years is this now, and how have you seen this grow?
Well, this is the sixth year, and I think it's now pretty much an established neighborhood institution. And then when I talk to people outside of the neighborhood, which I don't do that often because I don't get out that much, but, you know, people have heard of it, you know, and they think it would be a cool place to play, and it's a good idea. But, you know, there's lots of festivals around. There's lots of great opportunities to see music in Cleveland, and that's, you know, it's an awesome synergy of this area. I mean, I think there's a lot of great artists, and there's a lot of interest in music. So, but I think that, you know, I think there was a year, I think it was 2 years ago, when at the end of Porch Fest, we all kind of got together the end of the night, and we're drinking beers, and we're like, oh, wow, this is really big. This is bigger than we thought it was going to be. Like, we're going to get serious. Like, do we need insurance and stuff? that's when we became a nonprofit, in my world. I mean, somebody else on the committee might have a different version of that story, but...
Whenever that question is asked, you realize you need to start going, time to make this more legit.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So... Mindy, we've been talking about the event. When is it actually happening this year?
Yeah, it's June 21st, and it usually starts, we'll start around 1 o'clock with what we're going to do this year is an opening headliner, so there'll be one band at that time, and then for a series of time slots after that, there'll be like five bands at a time in the neighborhood. it's a good opportunity to just come walk around the neighborhood or bike. Sometimes, I'm not sure if we're going to do that this year, but I'm hoping that John Carroll has a bike co-op, and if they can come this year, then people can sort of rent out a bike for the day and bike around the neighborhood seeing bands. And then it culminates in a finale show on 126th Street, and we'll have two bands between 6 and 8. And then after that, there's some after parties at the local businesses, including the Academy, which is hosting Scoliosis Jones this Wednesday for our fundraiser.
I was just about to get into that. So, this, of course, is a big undertaking, and you guys have a show coming up this Wednesday and another a month from now as well.
Right. Yeah, this is a new idea for us. We never did this before.
Tell us a little bit about what you've got going on this week.
Well, we're trying to raise some money. So basically, we got together with some businesses on Larchmere, and they agreed to give a free drink ticket and appetizers for the price of a ticket, which I am not allowed to name. And we split the proceeds with the business. And, you know, we're a nonprofit. We don't pay ourselves. So all the money that we're trying to raise is going to go directly to the band. So that's really part of our commitment. And, in fact, I don't know if you've ever seen, I've been talking to the rest of the board about this recently and the other organizers. There's this TED Talk by Amanda Palmer. Have you seen this? About the art of asking. She's the singer and pianist from the Dresden Dolls, and she has this interesting take on Kickstarter and how to fund a band. And, you know, I kind of dig it. And so I've been thinking a lot about, like, well, you know, like, we really love music and we want to support music. Like, big thing is to just pay the bands, you know, like, because they're, you know, a lot of people have to have day jobs and that sort of thing. I mean, that wouldn't be necessarily true if you were living in Canada. So, we want to figure out a way to support bands in this context.
Well, I know many, many people in town that are screaming thank you right now.
Good.
So,
we're trying.
Scoliosis Jones is playing this Wednesday at the Academy Tavern.
Okay. Which is a really cool space.
What time is the show starting?
Well, we're going to have the fundraiser itself is taking place between 7 and 10, but between you and I and your listening public, they're going to play at 8.
So. Okay.
What do you wear? Is there a dress code?
No, there's this is the Larchmere neighborhood. We dress however we like.
I like it.
Top hats, that sort of thing. You know, the usual.
So, what made you choose Scoliosis Jones?
Oh, well, actually, the funny thing is that I was having lunch there, I don't know, 5 or 6 months ago, and two of the members of Scoliosis Jones were at the bar, said hi, and then I had the thought, you know, they would be really great in this space. Like, the Academy often has different genres of music, but actually it would be really nice to see them in this space. And then when we were talking about having a fundraiser and the different venues that we're going to host, I said, you know, I think Scoliosis Jones would be really cool there because they're kind of, you know, they're rockabilly and it's a different feel, but the Academy Tavern's a really interesting place. It's got a beautiful bar, and, you know, it's a place that people in our neighborhood go to all the time, but people don't necessarily come in from out of the neighborhood to go there. And so I thought, well, you know, it'd be nice to get a different draw to this venue because it's actually a really nice space, so... I don't know. I just thought it would look good together.
Very cool. Well, Mindy, we've been speaking with Mindy Peden of the Larchmere Porch Fest. Big fundraiser going on this Wednesday at the Academy of Tavern, 7 to 10, and Scoliosis Jones playing.
Now you did mention that you have plenty of submissions for the Porch Fest this year. Are there still opportunities for bands to submit?
You can still submit, absolutely. We're still, we love it, actually. I mean, it's really great to be able to listen to all the different local music and so many different genres. And a lot of times, we're making decisions based on what we think would get wide appeal based on the the diversity of our neighborhood, and so we try to cover a lot of different genres. You can just go to our website, which is larchmereporchfest.org, and there you can sponsor us. You can give us money. You can buy tickets to the fundraiser on Wednesday and the next one, which will be at Felice with Morgan McCaskey. And you can sign up to volunteer. We always need volunteers on the day of. It's really a very fun job. And, and you can submit your band. With just a couple of tracks and a little bit about yourself. So,
is there a deadline for the submission?
Oh yeah, probably.
I'm looking right now.
It has to be very soon. I think it's got to be very soon. So what is this? April 15th or so? Oh wait, that's tomorrow. I would say May 1st. I mean, we want to get back to the band. A lot of bands submitted months ago, but we're still whittling down. And I mean, it takes a long time to listen to that many bands and try to listen to them carefully.
You're telling us.
Yeah, exactly. woe is us. It's really an awesome job.
Such a tough job. Oh. Life is so untrue.
You should submit. That's what I'm saying.
Well, Mindy, thank you very much for talking with us. Once again, the website for Larchmere Porch Fest is...
LarchmereporchFest.org.
Say, and the benefit show happening this Wednesday at the Academy Tavern with Scoliosis Jones. We're gonna have.
Awesome.
We're gonna hear one more track from Scoliosis Jones now, and then when we get back, we'll have our concert calendar, everything else that's going on this week.
Yeah.
Mindy, once again, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mindy.
For calling.
Thank you so much, you guys. It was great.
Have a great evening.
All right. You too. Bye.
I'm sorry that I came here. I just wanted to see if there was anybody out there as horrible as me. Yeah, the mirror tells a story, but that's just a lie. I've done some awful shit in my life, I can't deny. I'm sorry that I came here, I just wanted to say I really understand now why things are not this way. I know we can't go forward, I know we can't go back. You wanna know the truth? Well, I know my heart is back. I know that I said I saw the devil when I looked into her eyes, but now I think I see him every time she cries. Yeah, well, it's a watery reflection and it's staring back at me. The dust been done, I just might have regret. Yeah, my dimes are a dozen, my history repeats. To a place within my heart, my actions always lead. I'm sorry that I came here, I just wanted to know if there was any place left in this world for me to go. I know I said the world is cold, but maybe it's just me. And it took a person's broken heart for me to finally see. I know that I said I saw the devil. Time to rise. Yeah, well, it's a watery reflection and it's staring back at me. And I know I'm the only devil that I see. That I see. think I like it that way. I got no damn excuses for the shit I've done today. I know you got a point, I heard everything you say. I can't change what I've done, but I live with it each day. And I know